Welcome back, MCG, the location, Melbourne Hawthorn, the game, 3:20 this afternoon. Sam Hargraves, Jordan Canellas, Nick Del Santo in attendance. Lions last night, we'll turn our attention there. Too good for Essendon. You would have known it was wet weather footy, but the way that the Lions were able to move it, they were back hunting in packs and they got a 57-point win. One man who was just sublime in the wet conditions was Link McCarthy, 19 disposals at 73% disposal efficiency. Kicked two goals, one. He's been good enough to jump on the phone. G'day, Link.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're good. Sorry we've kept you on hold for a while. We were just liking the sound of our own voice, maybe just a little bit too much. We apologise for that, mate, but congratulations on a really, really good win. Chris Fagan said after the game last night he didn't think you'd actually been playing too bad up until that point. Well, you really found another level last night in the wet.
Yeah, it was definitely a good night for us. Obviously, it poured down with rain for about the first 15 minutes or so, so that was interesting to see how we would respond in that sort of weather. Considering, you know, our last few weeks haven't been too flash. So, it was really pleasing to have a good, strong team performance. And obviously the scoreboard talks
Link,
to that.
Is it sometimes those games that you sort of need where it takes away maybe some of the structure that it's actually just back to basics and it's almost who wants it more? Is that the sort of the attitude that you went in with the game?
Yeah, I think that's wet weather footy pretty much, isn't it? So, like, I reckon it was really good for our group to just get back to playing a bit of a territory game, all working for each other. Because I think, you know, in the past month, we've probably just been, trying to do it all on our own a bit too much rather than as a team. So it was good last night that we all just, you know, got the hands dirty and got to work and worked for each other. And, it was a good result in the end.
Is there anything specific you have taken out of the last couple of weeks? And you've come up against a couple of really good teams while you've been down in Victoria that you've gone away with and maybe tinkered. Is there something specific that you felt like that wasn't quite working for you guys?
Oh, a little bit. Our forward connection, I don't think was really up to scratch. We had a lot of guys, including myself, flicking through the midfield, trying to just change things up and throw some different things at the opposition. But I think that sort of, in a way, threw us out a little bit. So on the weekend, we just looked at trying to stabilise our key areas, obviously our three lines, which is defence, mids and forwards. And I think that sort of works for us. It allowed us to get a bit better feel for the game rather than flicking so many blokes through there. But obviously at times we're still going to have to, you know, change it up and throw some different things at the opposition's personnel-wise. But on the weekend, it was just good to get back to, you know, how we've been going in the last sort of, you know, 2019, 2020. We were our chemistry between our forwards and mids was a lot better. And last night sort of replicated that again, so that was good.
Lincoln, back at home for the first time in a couple of weeks, how much do you think did the long stay, the extended stay in Victoria, actually affect how you guys played on the field?
It's hard to know, isn't it? Like, to be fair, 2 weeks, that's not a hell of a lot. I don't think it should be affecting too much of our performance. I guess the unknown part of it was that we didn't know we were going to be down there for, you know, any longer than 2 days, so we wrapped our heads around that pretty quickly. We've got a pretty good group, but we, you know, a bit of a no-fuss sort of attitude. So that was pleasing. You know, everyone's attitudes were really good, but we just obviously weren't able to get the wins that we wanted. So, you know, last night was just good that we get back on the winners list and hopefully we gain some momentum from that. I thought we still moved the ball reasonably well considering it was a bit wet. So, that was pleasing.
Speaking to Link McCarthy on AFL Nation. Hey, Link, it was a great day for the footy club as a whole yesterday. I saw Andrew Wellington, your chairman, just tweeting out how proud he was of what you're able to do on a day where the women won the AFLW Grand Final. And I know you guys have got a great connection to the women's team. Chris Fagan goes to just about every game. A lot of the players are good friends and there's a real good involvement between both teams. Was that something you guys were able to keep an eye on in the build-up to your match? And did you sort of take anything away from it in terms of a bit of inspiration or just pride in what the club had done prior to your game that day?
Yeah, probably just probably pride, really. We were quite proud of their performance. They've flown down to Adelaide and obviously Adelaide have showed that they're a really good side over the past few years. So for them to get the result, it was just really pleasing. Obviously, we couldn't be there to go and support them, but I know all of the boys were at home on the couch watching them and sort of just, I guess, gears us up for our game as well. So, we're stoked for the girls and for the footy club. It's a great result. You know, they've been in a few grand finals now. It was good for them to come home with a cup. So, really happy for them, and it's great for the club.
Link, it was a big game for one of your key forwards in Joey Danaher coming up against his old side for the first time. How was the preparation from his perspective? Were you able to identify how he was handling? And then off the back of it, he's had a fantastic night, a great win for the footy club. How's he been post-match?
Yeah, well, pretty late game, so you didn't see a hell of a lot of him post-match. But yeah, Joey's a really cruisy character. Riffing bloke, not much phases him. He keeps things really simple. He definitely didn't display anything that would, flag anything different from another game. But maybe deep down he might have been, obviously you're coming up against your old mob. But he'd spent 8 years or 7 years there, the first part of his adult life. So it obviously means a lot to him. But he went out there and played a stellar game for us, both in the ruck and as a forward. He's a great teammate, and I think that connection between all of us is only just starting to build now, and Joe's been a big part of that. So, he's a great bloke to have at the club, and I'm sure the Bombers would have been sad to see him leave.
Lincoln, you know what it's like to play against your old team, and you've had some big moments against your old club as well. When players face their former side, do they dig a little deeper to try and prove something?
Hard to know what everyone else is thinking. I know personally, you've played a lot with these guys, like, who are your ex-teammates. You generally know how they play, and you probably feel as if that can give you an edge. But at the same time, they know how you've played, and they probably feel the same way. So, it's a tough one. I can't speak on behalf of others, but it's just exciting. I guess you just want to go well against them. To be fair, Geelong's sort of thrown the blanket over me in the past few games. So it's been challenging. But, it's always good fun coming up against old teammates. You cross the white line and you have a good crack, and then finish the game and have a good chat. It's good to see the guys.
Lincoln, as I mentioned, Fage said that you hadn't been playing that badly. It was probably just that the things that you've sort of built your success over the last couple of years on weren't all happening at the same time. But last night they tended to, a lot of them, really come to the fore. So Lachie Neale gets a full week of training. He gets 38 disposals, kicks 2 goals. Dan Rich, 906 metres with 30 disposals. You bring McStay back in and he helps out in a big way with the impact he had. But Chris Fagan was most wrapped with the 47 forward half turnovers that you were able to craft with your pressure and your chasing and your tackling and your harassment. And as part of that group that had an impact in that area, you must have been really pleased as well.
Yeah. In terms of ball use out of the back half, like, we knew it would be challenging for the Bombers and our backmen to have clean ball use. So that was an opportunity for the forward line to put some good pressure on. And, I guess it all worked out well in that regard. That's been an area where we've been trying to fix up over the past few weeks, and to have a really wet, slippery night gave us that opportunity to really turn it over and get it back in our forward line to create scoring opportunities. So the wet weather definitely helped our ability to turn the ball over, because it's obviously hard to use the ball. It was slippery as buggery, but we've got to be able to do that in the dry weather now, and it's a good building block to approach into next week.
Hey, Link, just one last one, and this is a little bit more generic, but we're seeing a lot of other clubs, and maybe you guys have gone through this as well at different stages, about struggling to sustain the pressure and the elite pressure. So one week they're really good, or even within a game, they've been really good at putting elite pressure on, then they drop off. Why is that so hard? I'm getting a lot of questions, even from just mates, saying, why can't certain teams do it week in, week out? From a current player's perspective, why is it so difficult to sustain that elite pressure within a game or week to week?
Yeah, it's a tough one to answer, Nick. But look, I hate saying the word complacency, but I just wonder if, you have one good performance, you know what you need to do in terms of pressure and those sorts of things, and then you might think, all right, your pressure's been really good, now we can move into the next phase, which might be, composure, and you might just shift away from what makes you a good player or a good forward line or a good team. I'd hate to say it is complacency, but you just wonder if it's just a small mindset shift that, you have one good performance and you think, all right, that's the template. and you might shift away from that just a little bit. But yeah, obviously it's hard to know. I can't speak on behalf of others, but in the deep down, that's probably something I'd be thinking of.
Link, if you can't answer that question, don't tell anybody. You'll make a fortune as a coaching consultant, my friend. So when you do stumble across that formula, guard it with your life because it'll make you a very rich man. Hey, great to see Lions back doing what they do best. It was a really good win, and you've got Carlton next week. You'll come back to Melbourne at Marvel Stadium for that in a nice vein of form. So, mate, congratulations. Enjoy the win, and thanks for joining us on AFL Nation.
Thanks, guys. Have a good Sunday.